The state is considering a dramatically different approach in its effort to build a natural gas pipeline. After more than 2 years of working with the big three North Slope oil companies, state officials are proposing Alaska take a larger stake or complete control of the project. And that plan is raising some eyebrows. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rachel Waldholtz has more.
Let's start with a reminder that the Alaska LNG project, as currently planned, is massive. People working on it call it a giga project, a giant gas treatment plant on the North Slope, an 800-mile pipeline down to Cook Inlet, and then a huge liquefaction facility in Nikiski, all to fulfill the decades-long dream of tapping the state's gas reserves and getting it to market. Estimates have pegged the cost at $45 to $65 billion. Under the current plan, the state would split that cost with its three partners, ExxonMobil, BP, and ConocoPhillips. So the question becomes, if the state takes full ownership, who would pay? Keith Meyer is the new president of the state-owned Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation. He says, not Alaska.
Just because the state owns more doesn't mean it has to invest more.
The idea is to bring in outside investors to finance the project, anyone from big customers in Asia to large pension funds. Meyer says the change was prompted by discussions with the state's partners this winter, when the three companies indicated that with low oil prices cutting into their cash flow, they might not be ready to move ahead next year as planned. I asked Meyer if anyone wanted to pull out entirely.
Pull out, I would say no. Change the pace of investment, yes. But everybody, without exception, wants this project to happen.
But Meyer says the administration sees any delay as potentially fatal. Right now, the LNG, or liquefied natural gas, market is oversaturated, with prices a fraction of what they were a few years ago. But many analysts predict that oversupply will subside by the early 2020s. When it does, Meyer says, the state needs to be ready, or competing projects will fill the void.
We need, as a state and as a project, we need to hit that window. We need to be in service in that window.
A lot of people get hurt jumping through windows that aren't open.
That's Larry Persley, an oil and gas advisor to the Kenai Peninsula Borough and longtime observer of the state's pipeline efforts. Persley says, yes, there is some consensus that there will be more demand for LNG early next decade. But it's impossible to say exactly when, and for the state to focus on that window may not make sense. And Persley says many LNG projects do bring in outside financing, but the sheer size of Alaska's project makes that approach daunting.
If you're looking at $30, $40, $50 billion of investment to go out and raise in the market for an LNG project, that would be the largest LNG project financing ever put together in the world.
Is the state capable of marshaling that kind of effort? That's the question raised by Anchorage Republican Kathy Giesel. Giesel chairs the Senate Resources Committee and is recovering from laryngitis.
The most obvious and first concern is how do we afford it? The secondary concern is who has the expertise to step into a greater role?
Giesel says neither the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation nor its citizen board have the experience to oversee a project like this. From what she understands so far, she says, she doubts the Senate would support the plan. But Giesel says the administration hasn't discussed it with lawmakers in any detail. As for the companies, Exxon, BP, and Conoco all replied to questions with brief emailed statements. Exxon and BP wouldn't discuss their negotiations with the state, but Conoco confirmed the administration has floated a state-controlled project, saying the company is having conversations to better understand the proposal. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.